good afternoon, and welcome. It's time for the Eurovision Showcase to begin.
Kieran Ori Tuttiot.
The Eurovision Showcase.
Representing Georgia.
2024.
Who can ever tell the color of a soul and the memories we keep from long ago? Do we ever really know each other's hearts? You can't go back to tomorrow will bring even more. Like the tide's gonna turn, you will know. When it's cold, you're on your own, but you're never alone. Shine, shine like the stars in the sky. Wipe the dust of your love.
Sofia Nizarazze with Shine here on the Eurovision Showcase. That is Georgia 2010 that came ninth at the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest in Oslo, Norway. And before that, we had the Georgian entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest, sung by Nutza, and the song is called Firefighter. Right here on the Eurovision Showcase, yes. Welcome to the show. I'm Kieran Uri-Tussiet. And this is your 1 hour on Forest FM, celebrating the Eurovision Song Contest in all its glory. Every Sunday from 5 till 6. And if you want to get in contact with the show, have a request played or anything like that, then please do get in contact with us. There are many ways on how to do that. You can find us on Facebook, Threads, or Instagram, or find our website, escshowcase.com. And it would be wonderful to hear from you. And we've got requests from Robert Wallström, James Brett, and Richard Anna-Ferndam. I think Javier Liao, possibly. I'm sure I'll find out very soon. But Georgia's entry this year, I love it. I hope you did too. And yeah, plenty more Eurovision entries to play as we've got our final crop of brand new Eurovision entries to play for you this week. We do indeed. So let's not waste any time further. Let's go ahead and hear who is
representing Israel.
Well, the controversial Israeli entry of this year's Eurovision Song Contest was finally announced earlier on last Sunday night, as I mentioned to you all. Remember, we waited with bated breath, and it ended up being obviously Eden. Was it Eden Golan with the song Hurricane? Now we knew she was going to sing, but we weren't sure about the song. There was going to be references possibly about October, and yeah, that wasn't thankfully the case. So here is Hurricane, and actually this is quite a good song, I think. Israel are clearly and making some effort this year. Not that they haven't done, except for probably 2022. Anyways, let's hear it.
Write her out my symphony, play with me, look into my eyes and see. People walk away but never say goodbye. Someone stole the moon tonight, took my light, everything is black and white. Who's the fool who told you boys don't cry? Hours and hours and powers, life is no game but it's ours while the time goes wild. Every day I'm losing my mind, holding on in this mysterious ride, dancing in the storm. I got nothing to hide. Take it out and leave the world behind. Baby, hurricane. living in a fantasy, ecstasy. Everything is meant to be. We shall pass, but love will never die. Hours and hours and powers. Life is no game, but it's ours. Why the time goes wild. Every hurricane. צריך מילים גדולות, רק תפילות, אפילו אם קשה לראות, תמיד אתה משאיר לי אור אחד קטן.
Old Dana International there with Diva. Israel 1998, winning in Birmingham in the National Indoor Arena. Yes, the same arena where Gladiators was filmed. Not the current one, that's in the Sheffield Arena. With, was it Bradley and his son, who I could... Was it Barney? I'm sure it was. I quite like the reboot, actually. For many reasons, which we don't need to go into. Now we have a request. Now, before we get to the request, I just want to say, remember, Israel have won the Eurovision Song Contest 4 times now. They're one of the powerhouses of Eurovision. Of course, they're technically not in Europe, it's in the continent, but then neither is Australia. Neither really is, I think, Azerbaijan, Georgia and Armenia, but that's another story for another day. But you can never discount them. And I think that's a really good song as well. So, I digress. Now, it's time for a request, as I say, from James Brett down in Worthing, West Sussex. Hello, James. I hope you're well. And thank you very much for your request. And this is a fantastic entry from Oslo, Norway, and the Eurovision Song Contest of
1996.
That's right. And let's go into the Baltic.
Estonia.
Estonia's entry in 1996. Now, Estonia ended up coming a very respectable fifth place with Maria Hilslus and Ivo Lina with the song Kele Kahal. The secret, the silence of necklace or something like that. It was very, very random. And I remember Terry Wogan having a bit of a giggle in the commentary. I remember about that because we're like, a very strange song when you got a very young girl and sort of a middle-aged man singing. But Ivo Lina's still going strong in Estonia as well as Maria, but I haven't seen her around on Estelau for a few years now, even performing as an interval act or something, singing her 96 or 97 entries, or even her 2004 national final song, which I remember vividly, and remember what on earth were Estonia thinking, sending Tudali, Tudala, Kidabo, Hulala. You remember that? No, okay. Let's move on. This is a very, very sweet song. It shows the Estonian language at its most beautiful in this song. Enjoy.
Su silmist, pärlike jää.
Hello, this is Rosalyn from Armenia, and this is my song Snap. Enjoy!
Armenia.
It's 4 a.m. I can't turn my head off. Wishing these memories will fade and never do. Turns out people lie. They said just snap your fingers. As if it was really that easy for me to get over you. I just need time. Snapping 1, 2. Where are you? You're stealing my heart. Snapping 3, 4. Don't need you here anymore. Get out of my heart. 'Cause I might snap. I'm writing a song. Said this is the last. Since June 22nd, my heart's been on fire. I've been spending my nights in the rain trying to put it out. So I'm snapping 1, 2. Where are you? You're stealing my heart. Snapping 3, 4. Don't need you here. Oh, I might stop talking to people before I snap, snap, snap. Oh, I might stop talking to people before I snap. Snapping 1, 2. Where are you?
Snap by Rosalyn here on the Eurovision Showcase. That's Armenia 2022 here on the Eurovision Showcase. The Eurovision world, and only the world, just went crazy for Rosalyn, and it ended up being a worldwide TikTok sensation, that very song, and which meant to worldwide superstardom for Rosalyn. But she's sort of gone a bit quiet since then. And after that, perhaps I haven't been paying attention or something like that, maybe. You never know. Blonde moment here and all that type of stuff. But anyways, I hope you're well. Thank you for joining me for the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3, 98.9 and online. We are across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the beautiful New Forest National Park right here on the south coast of our very proud United Kingdom. Yes, where tolerance and love is shared all around. So, let's move on to a brand new entry of the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest in Malmö, Sweden, that's taking place in just a couple of months. And I shall be there with bells on. So let's go right across to Eastern Europe.
Representing Armenia.
The song Jacko was compromised by Jacqueline Baghalastian, Louis Thomers, and Audrey Lacac. And the lyrics were written also by Jacqueline and Louis. Now, La Divina were formed in 2019 by Armenian singer and Jacqueline Baghalastian and the French instrumentalist Louis Thomas. The group predominantly sings in Armenian and have performed across the globe. Their first song, Vaye Aman, went viral in Armenia and received about 3 million views in YouTube. Now, corresponding that to the population of Armenia, the capital of Yerevan. Yes, I think that's probably says it all there. So, Yaklin has commented and said, Lada Vina, Ninva, Lada Niva is a car that goes anywhere and climbs undiscovered heights. And we just like to do, just like what we do in our band, we're excited for the opportunity to, and ready to spice up Eurovision 2024 with our musical diversity. Yes. And last year, Brunette represented Armenia in the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool with Future Love. She finished 14th in the grand final with 122 points. And Lada Niva will perform in the first half of the second semi-final on May the 9th. Oh, wonderful. And that will be live on BBC One. Okay. So, let's now hear the Armenian entry for the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest. When we come back, we'll have Rob's random request. But now it's time for the very ethnic Armenian entry. Excuse me. Albania's coming up later, by the way. Lada Niva with the song Jako or Yako. I'm not too sure. Do I feel a whiff of the souk? I think so. Get your bellies out. You know, want to rumble them. Within reason, obviously. Inza sumen jako kes helok pahi Shat mi khosa, shat susen minasti Haki, bati, bati Akchika bez kes pahi Yes, akchikem azat, yes, kuparem duel Armenia 2024 there, Lada Niva with Yako. Well, Rob, what did you think of that?
Makes you want a boogie.
It does, doesn't it? I said it was a whiff of the souk and the type of belly dancing, but it's more like the banger, isn't it?
You don't want to see me belly dancing.
Well, I wouldn't mind.
It's my belly wobbling.
It's not. It's very silly. It's gorgeous and rambunctious.
No, it's not. But thank you for saying that.
It is. I'm your husband. I've got to do that, haven't I? By the way, I've had some sad news. Basically, our neighbours have exchanged contracts today. So they're moving out.
Well, we did know that. Apparently our new neighbours are Eurovision fans.
It's hilarious. So, yes, Neil and Kieran.
But a female Kieran.
A female Kieran.
You couldn't make it up.
You couldn't, could you?
But apparently he's a Eurovision fan.
Yeah.
So we should, apparently we'll get on quite well with them when we eventually meet them. They're moving down from Oxfordshire.
Wantage. I think Wantage, Abingdon, that area.
Yeah. So anyway.
That's where your dad's cousin Margaret is, isn't it?
Wantage. Yes, actually Wantage. It is Wantage.
Yeah.
We need to see Margaret. Margaret is the is obsessed with
family trees. And ancestry stuff.
When we started doing our family tree, or started doing our ancestry, she sent me emails galore, which were like essays about stuff. She's very interested, she's very into it. She's gone back in my grandpa's family about 700 years, something ridiculous.
God, more than I could do on my heritage, I tell you. Anyways, Rob, that's a bit random,
it was,
isn't
it? A bit.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
I have a hat full of European countries and a hat full of European years. And I
just European.
Just European. I try and get a song, so I'm going to do this quickly now.
Wonderful. Okay, dear.
Right, I have the country of... Ah, good. I think we should have every year for this one, Spain.
Ah, viva España!
Spain.
Well, their entry this year is a bit naff, isn't it, for us, personally?
The studio version is better than the live version.
Oh, yeah, she can't sing live for Toffee, I don't think.
Well, no, she can't, but we, yeah. Really awful.
Sorry to any Spanish fans.
No, I know,
listening.
It's an awful, awful entry.
It's not great, I'm afraid. But I love the music video.
Yeah,
cause
the
it's...
music video, if she could mime the whole...
if she could lip sync for her life.
They'd probably be okay, but if she sings live, oh, it's going to be awful. There are some much better singers, I understand. Well, I liked the Angie, she was a rock singer. She was.
Oh, she's the one that came third.
Yeah, I liked her.
Rather than the ballad came second.
Yeah.
Sorry. So Spain we got. So they debuted in 1962, I think, or
one. Not the beginning. Well, F is fine. I've got 1979.
Oh my gosh. So, anyway.
1979.
The 1979 Eurovision Song Contest was hosted in Jerusalem, Israel. And it was eventually won by Israel themselves with Milk and Honey. And Magali Tatari with the beautiful Hallelujah. But Spain came second. And they had a song. It was from Betty Masingo. And the song is called... Sucasión. Now, the only thing I'm not keen on this song is the fact that it's got kids singing in it. And it's like, la, 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 la. And I never liked that bit. And I'm like, why on earth did that come? Because it was so close, the voting. If you ever want to watch some close voting between Israel and Spain, that is one to watch, because it was right on the last country voting, which was the Austrians, I think it was, yes. So yeah, one to watch. And other than that, it's a very pleasant song. So let's crack on with it, shall we, dear? Your random request, year and country is...
España, 1979. Gracias.
Muchas gracias, Roberto. Arrivederci. No. Oh my gosh, adios.
We're going to Spain this year, should we go? Crack that on.
I know, get my book out. Paseando sola en mi ciudad, yo sentí que un canto me llegaba. Me acerqué y pude contemplar a unos niños que cantaban. Uno fue y me dijo, no quieres incluir tu voz cansada, ya verás qué fácil es cantar. Si tienes bien alegre el corazón, si todo el mundo quisiera una canción que hable de paz, que hable de amor, sería sencillo podernos reunir para vivir con ilusión. Quiero que sienta conmigo esta canción,
hacia atrás su mal humor para que salga la vida a sonreír y a disfrutar su condición. Comprenderá que no hay dolor cuando se tiene la dicha de vivir y un corazón que compartir. Cierre los ojos conmigo y diga adiós a esta canción que me enseñó.
Come on, everybody. La 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 la. Tu Cacion means your song, not that Elton John classic. Betty Miseringo with Tu Cacion, Spain at 1979. This week's Rob's random request.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritutiot.
Right, and your news is from Friday, the 15th of March, 2024. Some interesting news over in Italy. Obviously, actually, it's not too much of an interesting news, but basically the Italian entry, La Noia, will be having a revamp, of course. There will be some changes, as you can imagine, because the song is more than 3 minutes, and as Eurovision Song Contest rules and aficionados know, that you can't have a song longer than 3 minutes. So there we go. There's going to be a huge grand party final in Malmo for the Eurovision Song Contest 2024. Now, there's basically a huge party which will be inside the concert hall and the congress hall in Malmo, where there'll be smaller screens throughout the venue, an after show, there'll be an after party, etc. It's be called Malmo Live, and it's going to be a huge event. So if you are going to Malmo and you haven't got Eurovision tickets, then there's an option for you. There is also a revamp of Malta's entry, which we'll play a little bit later on, as well as Albania's entry too. So we'll play that a little bit later. The Spanish city of Zaragoza has withdrawn its bid to host the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2024. The City Hall of Zaragoza was confirmed to EurovisionSpain.com that the city had withdrawn its bid, and the reasons for its withdrawal is due to the proposed venue will not be available for the dates. But it means that there are down to four cities to host Junior Eurovision this year: Barcelona, Valencia, Malaga, and Granada. I'm surprised Madrid's not on there, seeing it's a big city. More Eurovision news if you head to this website.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
I have flown on the wings of love and landed in Malmö, the home of the Eurovision Song Contest. And this is their most famous building, the Turning Torso. But the most famous torso from Malmö belongs to Slayton. Malmö, home of Slayton and the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, Europe, now you know a little bit more about Malmö, and I am off to visit the capital, Stockholm. Bye-bye. Turn it up!
Hello, this is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Our journey to the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest starts now.
Yes, welcome back to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Ari-Tuttiot. Now, it's time for us to play something which is going to be brand new, and it is...
Representing Azerbaijan.
Yes, Azerbaijan are at the Eurovision Song Contest. Again, as usual, they announced their song really, really late. And it's an interesting song, and it is obviously in Azerbaijani, which is nice. I like it. And it's sung by Fari, featuring Ilkin Davlatov with Take It With You. The Azerbaijani, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, Oslanar Apar. I think that might be it, but we'll see. It might be something different when we hear the song. So here is, it's first time listening for me too as well. Hope you like it. And here is Azerbaijan, 2024.
Leave the light standing on my own. Chaos inside and mysteries unsolved. Feel how the burdens of my life just disappear. Through all the lows and highs, love has guided me to gates of paradise. Hold my heart in your hands. Do you have what it takes? Breaking chains, getting in love.
Oh,
Azerbaijan.
2018.
I can hear you when I wake. I can see you when I dream. I can feel you when I break. As you hold me, as you be. Every night you fill the sky with new revelations. Misty moon of your loom, let's rock the nation.
Azerbaijan 2018, right here on the Eurovision Showcase. That was a request for Richard Down in Ferndown. Thank you very much, Richard. And that's the amazing Isol with Cross My Heart, or X My Heart, as it's written down here on the official Eurovision 2018 CD. Yes, very different, isn't it? Yes. Right, okay, we've got this to come up next, and it's going to be one song this week.
The best of the rest.
And it's a request.
Okay, Kieran, it is now time for you and your fellow Eurovision Song Contest fans to celebrate songs that never made it through the national finals. It's time for
The Best of the Rest.
Yes, Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Hello, Robert, and thank you very much for your request. I can't wait to see you in Malmö. It's going to be awesome to see you again. It's been so long, so long. Okay, so your request this week comes from...
Sweden.
Oh, shock horror. Yes, your native homeland. Beautiful it is. And the era that was...
1990.
Yes. The Swedish Eurovision National Final of Melody Festivalen in the year 1990. And can you believe it? This came second. It's from Carola. And the song, Mitt ihr det eventier. Yes, she never won this Melody Festivalen, but she did the following year and ended up winning Eurovision with Von Guard having Stormwind, Catch Up by Stormwind. But here is Mitte Yede Vint here. Sorry, Robert, if my pronunciation wasn't great. But this is a bouncy one. Enjoy. Isn't that amazing? Carola with...
Mitt i ett äventyr.
Oh, mitt i ett...
Mitt...
Oh, yeah.
Mitt i ett äventyr.
Which means...
In the middle of an adventure.
Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't it nice? Right, okay, time to hear the revamped version of...
Representing Albania. Where's Albania?
Where's Albania? North of Greece, I think it's that, yes. Here is Beza with... Titan, yes, as our Albania. Albania.
We stand eye to eye. You try and set a fire just to watch me burn. It's like you don't know that I will survive. Learned how to stay alive. Come and throw your flames, cause it's all in vain. If I fall, I'm gonna get up. I'll be standing tall, proud with my head up. Go ahead and give your best shot. I won't go down, I'll never break. Like a titan, I'll be brave. Tonight, eyes, I won't give up, fight till the end. Every tear's gonna ricochet. Titan in disguise. I bet you thought that I would crumble, but I won't. You thought I wouldn't make it out here on my own. You thought you'd see me broken. I'm going strong, still going strong. Got an armor around my heart, it's unbreakable. Got my feet on the ground, I'm unshakable. And if you think I won't survive, then you're so wrong. You're so wrong. I won't go down. Like a titan, I'll be brave. Tonight,
I'm a titan in disguise.
With Titan, Albania 2024.
I'm a titan in disguise.
Apparently so. Oh, I believe it when I see it. Right, well, thank you very much for listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I have been Kieran Arrietty. Thank you very much, and I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM 92.3, 98.9, and online. If you want to listen to previous shows or get a request in, then head over to our website, escshowcase.com. But I'll leave you in the capable hands of Sarah Bonici, and she is going to be representing this year
Malta.
Yes, at the Eurovision Song Contest. Here's her revamped version of Loop.
Don't you know that you got me? That you got me in me. Got me so high, burning up like a fever. I'm a honey pot, never tasted nothing sweeter. Thought you could turn me down. No, 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 let's go another round. Slow, don't you tell me I'm your addiction. It was obvious you'd end up back there. Oh my God, you got, got me on. Cause I mean another bad, bad thing's on. Let me tease you, boy. Spin me, boy. Don't you know you're my, my addiction. It was obvious we end up like this. Oh my God, you got, got me on. Cause I mean nothing about that thing's on. Ooh, let me tease you, boy. You love it when I move, move, move. Got you on loop. Leave your head on that. You got me on, got me on, got me on loop.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
It was obvious we're addicted, addicted, yeah. It was obvious, here we go again. Oh my God, you got me on.
Kieran Arrietty.